All right, well, here we are. This was Saturday, July the 2nd, in another League One Ontario game. This was an exciting one. It was Sigma versus the traveling Burlington FC, or SE, which I haven't seen this year yet. And I have head coach Mark Wharton here, and we'll talk let's start with what did you think of today's game?
Today, we're just coming off a run of three defeats, so it's important that we picked a point up at least today. So 1-1 tie, we'll take it, but based on the performance, I felt we could have been a couple of goals to the good by half time, but we scored early in the first half, about mid first half,
yeah.
And then the last minute we gave one away, which was a little disappointing, but the last 3 or 4 minutes didn't take away anything away from the overall performance. We hit the post, we had 2 or 3 other good chances where we really should have buried them, and the second half we pushed and we had a couple of chances, but never really got into the groove, and the game got a bit broken up and slowed down a little
bit. So how about that win? That sort of broke it up for both teams, strategy and stuff. Just couldn't. The balls were going too far ahead of the play and so forth. You can't train for that, really. Except the TFC Training Center. It's always like that. That's where there's Downsview Airport. Here we've got the Pearson Airport. I think in the 1950s they said, here's a good place for an airport with the wind.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this club, I mean, I've heard of them over the years at the local level and so on, but this is 60 years. This is the anniversary year, 60 years. And you finally joined the League One Ontario. Like, hey, congratulations. Getting
Thank
a
you.
License off 1812 Barry, so I heard. But after all these years, what's made the push to the community to get into this league?
Well, the vision for the current executive director and technical director at Burlington, I actually got hired on as a high performance manager. So that's my role, and I'm coaching the League One team, obviously. And we've just put together what we'd like to achieve in the next 4 to 5 years. So League One was always on our radar, and it was just a good opportunity to move into the League One environment. And with it being our 60th anniversary, we just thought it was poignant and a good opportunity to make that step into the third division level of football in Canada.
Yeah, it is like your team is... they fit in well. It's like every week if you win and then if you lose, you're up 5, down 5, up 5, because there's still that big blob of teams crowding around.
Yes.
In the standings. Okay, now your personal experience with you taught youth teams and university teams too? Yeah.
Yes. I've coached at Oval Soccer Club for 21 years, and I moved in August of last year to Burlington to take this role. I'm also the head coach at Waterloo University.
All right.
And I've been there for the last 5 years, and we've achieved quite a bit of success. And some of the players, some of my current Burlington players are actually university players, and I've got 5 or 6 from my university as well.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get into, where all these players are from, because the only ones I've heard of are Stefan Milidrag, who's been in League One different teams over the years, and even the league before that, I believe, and then Braden Culver from Oakville,
yes,
Blue Devils, and I looked at the lineup in Nebraska. Lucas Raposa is the older brother of the famous MLS player, very, very nice, who had to travel all the way to Vaughan to play, and see over, he could have played in Burlington if you'd had a team sooner, so
yes.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. And how about the other players? Where'd they all come from? Were they like tryouts or locals from the
minor
leagues?
This year, our plans were to have a League One reserve team. So
yes.
I was looking at recruiting players that were under 21. And that was our focus. But then when we acquired the full League One Premier Division license, we moved the bulk of them up to League One, and then we held tryouts. In we only got the license late in February.
Yeah.
We held tryouts middle of March, and we started on April the 26th. And we with us acquiring the full League One Premier Division license, this was a year ahead of schedule. So it took a lot of work and effort and a lot of support from everybody working at Burlington Soccer Club to pull it all together so that we could put a decent product on the field. And we started off reasonably well. We just had a poor run, so like I said 5 minutes ago, it was good that we got back into putting some points on the board. And we did have a good run early in May. And where we won 3 and tied 1,
yeah.
Won 4 games unbeaten. But
well, you know, I'm also looking at the schedule that you finished the season with 5 out of 6 home games at the end of the year. So that might that should pick you up a bit here.
Yeah, yeah. Some of our best performances have taken place on our home turf.
Oh, nice.
And hopefully that will. Be the story for the tail end of the schedule, and
okay.
We can capitalize on that.
And most important, as I've been asking all the coaches about, how important it is. I know you're like a new club, but there's a top-heavy 22 teams right now, and there's going to be a split into a top 12 for the start of the 2024 season. So how important is it for yourself and the players and the fans and recruiting and so forth that you stay in this top 12?
Yeah, it's very important. That's our sole objective. That's our top priority. We want to ensure that in 2024 we're up there. So we've got a bit of work to do, and the focus is very much so on trying to finish solid mid-table this year. And then in season 2023, maybe even the top 8, top 10 to facilitate us moving on into that top 12.
Well, it is important to be on the upswing because the points are doubled up or something like that. The next year is more important than this year. So
yes,
good stuff. Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.